Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Yoma, and we are beginning the third parak of Maseches Yoma. And even though we spent a little bit of time discussing things that were not directly Yom Kippur related per se, now we're going to go back to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So says the Mishnah, Amar Lema Mamuna, the Mamuna, the one who was the Segan Kohen Gadol, who was the one appointed to do this task, would say to the Kohanim, Tzu'uru'u imigia zman ha-shchita. Go out and check if the zman shchita has arrived yet, because the Shechita HaTamid is possible b'layla. It's got to only be done during the daytime. So before the Korban Tamid could be shechted, they had to make sure that night was over, that day had begun. So they would do this every day of the year. This wasn't only something that was done on Yom HaKippurim. So im higia, and if the time had arrived, haroa omer barkai, the one who saw that it was light outside, would say barkai, which means that it's light. Then the next Tana says, no, the Tamid wasn't shechted when they first saw daylight. It was a little bit later. Matisya ben Shmuel says that they would wait until the Kohen Gadol said not just Barkai, but Heir Penekol HaMizrach, that the entire eastern side of the sky was lit up, and then they would say Ad Sheb Chevron, all the way until Chevron it's lit up, until Chevron, because they wanted to be Mazkir Zuchos Avos, and it's always better to bring up Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, because we sort of function and run Al Pi Zuchos Avos. V'hu Omer Hein, and then he would say, yes, that time has arrived, and therefore that was the time to shech the Korban Tamid. Now the Mishnah explains why someone had to be sent up to a high location to see whether it was time to shech the Korban Tamid. Why do they need to do that? Why can't you just look on the ground and look in the sky? You could see that, you know, how much of a difference is there between the ground and whatever high item, you know, high thing that you're standing on, to be able to see the sky. You're looking at the light in the sky. Now the reason is shapam achas Allah ma'or halavana. One time it was a cloudy night, and moonlight came up in the east right before daybreak. V'dimu sheheir mizrach, and they thought that the eastern side of the sky was being lit up by the sun. V'shachtu es hatamid, and they shachted the Korban Tamid, and it wasn't really yet daybreak. V'tzi'u lebeis hasreifa, and therefore the Korban Tamid had to be burnt, because it was pasul, so it had to be burnt together with all the other pasul korbanos. Now that couldn't have happened on Yom Kippur, because the moon rises in the east at daybreak only at the end of each month, and Yom Kippur is obviously not at the end of the month, but since this is something that happened each and every day when they determined when to bring the Korban Tamid, so because of this event, whenever they determined to bring the Korban Tamid, they would send somebody up to a high place. So from that time on, they always had to look from a high place to make sure that what they were seeing was actually sun, because seeing the sky is not enough. You need to be able to see that it is necessarily sunlight that's coming out. So then the Mishnah says, okay, now what happens on Yom Kippur? Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTvila. Now this is clearly only a Yom Kippur issue. So once they said that there was light, they took the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaTvila, which means to the mikveh, so that he could be tovel before shechting the Korban Tamid. And no one's allowed to go into the Azara without going to the mikveh first. So they brought him to go to the mikveh. And the Mishnah says, you know, there's a rule when Kohanim serving in the Beis HaMikdash had to go to the mikveh, or had to wash themselves. Zeh klal ha'yibimikdash. The rule of Mikdash was kolamesech esraglov tovel tevila. Anyone who had a bowel movement had to be tovel his body in the mikveh before going back to doing the avoda. Meaning, if he already had done tevila before he came into the azara, he doesn't have to do another tevila unless he had to go to the bathroom, unless he had a bowel movement. But the kolamatil mayim ton kiddush shidaim v'raglayim. If he only urinated since his initial tevila, then he only needs to do kiddush shidaim v'raglayim. He only needs to wash his hands and his feet by the kior, which was located obviously in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said two opinions about how they would know if it was morning time and it was time to shech the Korban Tamid. One opinion is that someone would scream out Barkai. They would send someone up to scream out Barkai, which means that there are some rays of light. But Matisya ben Shmuel said no, they had to certify that the entire eastern side of the sky was in fact lit up. And Mishnah Beis said, why do you have to send anyone up to a high location? Why not just look at the sky? Because one time they confused the moonlight for sunlight, and they ended up bringing a pasul of Korban Tamid, so they decided that someone has to go up and actually see the sunlight. And then the next thing they would do, once they've certified that it's time to shech the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, they would bring the Kohen to the Beis HaTevila. And the rule is, in general, that anyone who has a bowel movement has to be tovel himself, and anyone who urinates and wants to do the avodah doesn't have to go to the mikvah, but he does require kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, washing the hands and the feet by the kior. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.